The Money Show.
The Africa Business Report.
The Africa Business Report brought to you by RMB, your corporate investment banking partner, traditional values, innovative ideas. Neville Mandimika is the Africa strategist at Rand Merchant Bank, joining us this evening from Johannesburg and talking about how institutional money managers, the pension funds, people who take a portion of the money that I put into a pension fund each and every single month, and they say, let us try and grow the value of this money, and let's look at African fixed income markets. Let's lend money to African governments because, hey, it's a bit of risk, but you are hopefully well rewarded for it. What's happening in the African fixed income market, Neville?
So I hope you're well, and hi to your listeners as well. So, look, it's been an interesting couple of weeks, over the last 2 weeks, just chatting to some of the money managers in South Africa. And some of the things that I've observed is there seems to be a shifting in terms of perception and attitude in terms of the opportunity set that exists outside of South Africa. So, if I roll back about, 5 years ago, speaking to the same, portfolio managers, for example, there was interest, but, there was never really like a huge willingness to pull the trigger. But, the attitude has completely changed over the last, couple of years. And it's actually quite encouraging that, the opportunity set is starting to be recognized and actioned on.
I mean, a couple of countries that I'd like to talk about. I mean, Egypt is a fabulous economy. It's been through trials and tribulations, Arab Spring, but I think they are really quite receptive now, and I think investors are receptive to the idea of actually lending Egypt money for growth.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if we look at how the economy has evolved, as you mentioned, post-Arab Spring, they got into an IMF program. They executed on that extremely well. They handled the COVID crisis exceptionally well. And now we're actually starting to see the fruits of that. So just to juxtapose for your listeners, debt to GDP, which is a metric that is often talked about, on this particular show, in Egypt, debt to GDP is actually expected to fall over the next couple of years, simply because of those fiscal gains that they're making despite this debilitating pandemic that we're in. So there's some real gains that are being made there. And of course, money managers are starting to recognize that that opportunity and to invest in some of the local and the hard currency bonds of Egypt.
And Ghana, I mean, Ghana's held up so often as the great case study for really succeeding where many other economies don't.
Yeah, exactly. I think Ghana is a very interesting case because it sits almost in the middle of a typical country that is, highly dependent on commodities. But at the same time, it's obviously growing its business sector and its services sector as well. And, we've seen that through, various Eurobond issuances, as well as, again, money managers looking to invest in some of the local bonds there, simply being rewarded for that particular risk because of those fiscal gains that they are making. Again, they've just come out of an IMF program, and they're capitalizing on those gains despite having elections at the end of last year. So there are some real bright spots on the continent when it comes to risk-reward opportunities there, Bruce.
Biggest economy on the continent is Nigeria, but, I mean, all kinds of trials and tribulations and failures to transform and release the dependence on oil as a single commodity, et cetera, et cetera. We know the story well by now. Is that market opening up?
Not quite. I think the yields are still relatively low in Nigeria, such that a lot of fund managers are saying, look, the risk reward is not quite there yet. But if you think about oil, for example, and you imagine that oil is going to go to $100 a barrel or whatever the forecast may be, then perhaps there's a tactical opportunity when it comes to the hard currency bonds, which are not really subject to the fiscal to the FX adjustments that are currently happening in Nigeria at the moment. So, there's a split in consensus as to whether one should invest in the local currency bonds or invest in the euro bonds, and it seems euro bonds seem to be the safer bet at the moment in terms of exposing yourself to Nigeria.
And Zambia goes from crisis to crisis. It lurches through all kinds of crises all the time. And recently there have been real worries of it never being able to pay back its debts.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think with copper prices being where they are and how much they've rallied so far this year that, all of Zambia's problems would be sort of behind them. But that's not necessarily the case at the moment. As you mentioned, they're going through a very, very painful fiscal scenario at the moment where, you know, they need to get an IMF program on board, they need to negotiate with some of their creditors, they need to do a myriad of other things, if, you know, other than getting through an election, which is coming through in the middle of August. So all of these factors are obviously weighing quite heavily on the fiscal matrix in Zambia at the moment. Hence, they find themselves in this very, very precarious situation. But funny enough, besides all of the bad news, some of the conversations, again, that we've had over the last couple of weeks is investors saying, look, maybe all of the bad news is priced into the local yield. I mean, they're yielding sort of 30% at the moment, and the currency has lost, you know, over 50% of its value over the last year or so. Maybe all of the bad news is priced into the financial markets. Maybe it's time to give it a little bit of a punt at the moment. So there are some brave souls out there, I'll tell you that, Bruce, that are looking at Zambia as a tactical opportunity.
Thank you, Neville Mandimika. Neville is the Africa strategist at Rand Merchant Bank.